Hey there. This week, I'd like to share what I call your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And this week, we're taking a look at the calibrations of different places so that we can put into context the energy or the power that's inherent in each of these places. So this week, we're looking at orphanages is one of the places, a zoo is the second place, and the Camino de Santiago is the third place. Now, before I give you the answers, I want you to just think about this and consider this is a great way for you to sort of learn to discern energies, intuit energy fields, intuit where places that are, they feel positive in nature as opposed to negative in nature. So I want you to consider this because I'm going to give you some time to think about it, and then we'll talk about each one of them. So the first one is orphanages, the second one is zoo, and the third one is the Camino de Santiago. And I want you to look at the zoo as an attraction. What's the energy of a zoo as the attraction and not as a tourist attraction? So we're going to take the tourists out of the equation and just have the zoo stand alone of its own. But before I get started, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the podcast at highvibetriberadio.com, on our YouTube channel at highvibetribetv.com, and I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm also a teacher of consciousness and understanding where true power to be the change you want to see in this world exists. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal development, and spiritual growth. Today is no exception. So let's get started. So if this weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz is new to you, the reason I put this together is so that we can all come to understand where true power and truth and negativity and really exists in consciousness. And Dr. David R. Hawkins did this research into consciousness and came up with how to calibrate levels of consciousness. And the calibrations I'm sharing with you today come from consciousnesscalibrations.com. And it's just helping us kind of shore up our energy field and understand where true power and different levels of energy exist and why it matters and what's significant about it. And this is just a fun and simple way to go about it. So again, today we're looking at places. And what do you think is the highest level of consciousness on today's quiz and the lowest level of consciousness on today's quiz? And we're looking at, again, orphanages, the zoo, and the Camino de Santiago. And if you guess that the Camino de Santiago is of the highest consciousness today, you would be correct. It calibrates at 485 on the map of consciousness, which is a super high vibration and level of truth and power. And other energies that are similar to this would be philosophers like the writer and philosopher Francis Bacon, who lived in 1561 to 1624, as well as the Greek philosopher Platon. And those calibrations came from Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood. So I'd like to give you other examples of similar energy. So it's really just a similar vibration going on within the Camino de Santiago and these particular philosophers. So let me tell you just a little bit about the Camino de Santiago. It's a famous pilgrimage for sure. And let me just find it again. Hold on tight. It is known in English as the Way of St. James. It is a network of pilgrims' ways or pilgrimages leading to the shrine of the Apostle St. James the Great in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Spain, where tradition holds that the remains of the Apostle are buried. And that comes from Wikipedia. And Pope Benedict XV said, "It is a way sown with so many demonstrations of fervor, repentance, hospitality, art and culture, which speak to us eloquently of the spiritual roots of the old continent." So it is no wonder that this Camino de Santiago, which many of you have probably heard of, or at least heard of this pilgrimage in Spain, this is the name of it, is a super high vibe journey well worth taking. And I know a good friend of mine took this pilgrimage, and the energy of it is palpable, because this is not really typical of everyday life to have this energy field. A 485 is very, it's a high energy field. Next on the list of high vibe places is a zoo, which may be surprising that it is. The zoo as an attraction calibrates at 220 on the map of consciousness, which is the energy of helpfulness and goodwill. However, the low side, there is a range of calibrations for a zoo. It's 195 to 220. And the low side is really the energy of it being a tourist attraction. So the energy of tourist attraction, and when tourists kind of gather around and there's an attitude of, "I came, I saw, I took a photo," it's not terrifically high vibe, that energy. So, which is kind of surprising that tourist attractions are that low, but it's not that surprising because, you know, 85% or between 77 and 85% of the planet calibrates below 200 anyway. So there's not appreciation and understanding for the high vibe of the zoo. I mean, the zoo is a high vibe place. And I visited the Denver Zoo for the first time a few years ago, and it was just awesome to be there. It's an awesome zoo. If you're ever in the Colorado and you're in the Denver vicinity, you want to see an incredible zoo, check out the Denver Zoo. So zoos are good high vibe places for family and kids to gather and just enjoy the energy of helpfulness and goodwill. Most zookeepers are likely love animals. They're animal lovers. Now, last on our list for the quiz is orphanages. And it should be no surprise that orphanages calibrate below 200 at 190 on the map of consciousness, which is interesting that orphanages are lower vibe. We get better care of our animals than we do of our, you know, abandoned children or kids that lost parents or whatever the situation may be. But let me just read what an orphanage is. How it's described in Wikipedia is a residential institution, total institution or group home devoted to the care of orphans and children who, for various reasons, cannot be cared for by their biological families. So, understanding that zoos get better care and it's a better place to be than an orphanage should be a wake-up call to all of us and realize kids need in orphanages clearly need better environments than this. And the energy of this, of an orphanage, which is very interesting, is pessimism, stinginess, and codependency. And if you've ever seen Oliver Twist or read Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist, it's all about stinginess. Like kids just begging for food and no one's giving them anything. It's like, "Can I have a half a hot dog?" "No, go away, you rat." So anyway, it's insane that orphanages don't have better calibrations than this in this day and age. So that's it for today's weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz, which I do every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and they're so much fun and kind of, you know, a little quiz for you to take. I might do them a little bit more often because they're quick and easy. So if you like what's going on here, I welcome you to rate and review this podcast wherever you downloaded it and share it with your family and friends. Next week, we're going to take a look at, a tool for transformation. This is a free tool that I like to share because it's got significant power to shift you from a pretty well-renowned book author, speaker, teacher type of guy. It's a guy. There's a hint. You'll get that in next week's episode. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe Book Recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.